Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americanos? Conservative Americanos, the real Americans. Glad you are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. You want to give me a ring? 844-551-8255. Leftists are ruining this country. There's not anything that they touch that doesn't sour, that doesn't spoil, that doesn't fester. And that's just the truth. They can be mad at me for saying it. Look, if it was true of conservatives, I would tell you. I have no problem admitting the truth about the good, the bad, and the ugly, on no matter whose side it is. So, here's the deal. The leftists who are allowing this open border situation are essentially reinventing America. They're bringing back all the diseases that we spent billions and billions of dollars eradicating, that made your kids relatively safe when they went to schools, made you relatively safe when you flew on planes, when you went to restaurants and things like this, and now the left are bringing them back. Bubonic plague is in California. Bubonic plague is in California. Scabies. And for those who go, well, Kevin, you can't say that it's related to the illegal immigration. Yeah, you can. Because if you look at illegal immigration and the influx of illegals, you can see it is in direct proportion to the growth of scabies, of rubella, of the measles, of the mumps, of bubonic plague, and a host of other stuff. I came back from Costa Rica. Melissa and I did. And there's a form, and they ask you, are you bringing fruit? Are you bringing fruit back? And don't you dare look sick. They will put you in quarantine. Man, shoot. You better believe. Faster than a monkey driving by Loma Linda. And I'm just telling you, it'll be quick. Do you have any fruit? You have any kind of contraband that you're bringing back from Costa Rica that could do something to our environment, be destructive? This is the legal process. I'm a citizen. They're looking you up and down. I'm just saying. Anyway, they said this. This is an article in The Hill. Diseases are reemerging in some parts of America, including Los Angeles County. You mean especially in Los Angeles County? That we haven't commonly seen since the Middle Ages. Folks, this is The Hill. This is not Fox News. Not that Fox News is the barometer of anything conservative, but people still seem to think that. Anyway, the Middle Ages? One of those is typhus, a disease carried by fleas that feed on rats. Now, you know that's in D.C., right? Those swamp rats now have no cover. They say that these rats in turn feed on garbage and sewage that is prominent in people-packed typhus zones. Typhus. Hey, let me ask you, when is the last time? It's like hearing about Ebola in America. You guys remember when I told you about Ebola? I said there's an outbreak of Ebola in Texas. They weren't even telling you about it. Google it. Don't believe me when I tell you this stuff. Google it for yourselves, and you'll see. There's an outbreak of Ebola. People coming from the Congo, shipping them all over Texas. More Ebola in the last decade than we've had in probably the history of America. Before we even had a CDC, a Centers for Disease Control. Unbelievable. Now we're talking typhus. Here's what they say. Although typhus can be treated with antibiotics, the challenge is to identify and treat the disease in resistant, hard-to-access populations, such as the homeless or extremely poor in developing countries, or the extremely poor in developing countries. Let me tell you where the developing countries are. Any city in America, that's third world. Crap holes, rat-infested, call it whatever you want, go back. Whatever offends the left, that's what it is. Bring all these people together, bring all these illegals and all their... There was a dude coughing on the plane and I was coming back and I was like, man, get him off. Sorry, I don't want to share that. I don't want to get sick. They said, this is what's interesting, though. It's not just typhus. Guy writes, I also believe that homeless areas are at risk for reemergence of other deadly ancient diseases. Leprosy, known as Hansen's disease. Leprosy involves a mycobacteria. Tuberculosis is another mycobacteria that is very difficult to transmit and very easy to treat with a cocktail of three antibiotics. Yet according to the Center for Disease Control, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are more than 200,000 new cases reported in the world every year, with two-thirds of them in India, home to one-third of the world's poor. The poor are disproportionately affected by the disease. So this is a disease that seeks out your bank account, apparently, and goes, oh, you are under the threshold, poor person. It's the living conditions. You know what the living conditions are becoming in formerly beautiful places like San Francisco? Third world. With crap alerts and crap maps. City crap maps. They said, the poor disproportionately affected because close quarters, poor sanitation, lack of prompt diagnosis or treatment can easily convert a disease that should be rare to one that is more common. And this is what's happening all over the country. Untreated, Hansen causes disabilities over time with peripheral nerves affected and the fingers and toes becoming numb. Multibacillary Hansen's disease, the more serious version, also causes skin lesions, nodules, plaques, and nasal congestion. With eye involvement, corneal ulcers, and sometimes blindness. These are people being let into this country. We haven't had to deal with leprosy. I mean, look, I remember getting, what, DDT? Wasn't that, I forget what it was, like diphtheria, pertussis, DPT. It was a shot cocktail going to school. Now we got diseases here that we had eradicated from America for years. Smallpox, tuberculosis, you know, whatever. All of them. Y'all, I named them all earlier. I don't need to go back over them. Most of these are coming from Mexico. That's what they said. Central America and South America, leprosy is more prevalent in those countries. And you think it's any by just some stroke of fate that we got them here? You know why it is. But Democrats don't want to talk about that. They want to, oh, no, these people are cost positive to our economy. It's a really good thing that we bring them in and it's humanitarian. And stop separating them from their babies. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns, of problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country, were they able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax.
I played that clip the other day, Tucker Carlson talking about white supremacy is a hoax, because it is. He needed to... Tucker, I mean, I hate when people that don't really understand how to develop a topic better. And Tucker's an intelligent guy, and he's a good guy. I'm not trying to slam him, and I'm certainly not slamming him because he's part of Fox. I really don't care. But... I hate when they don't develop these subjects better. Anyway, that's what we were talking about, white privilege, white nationalism. And I bring it up because a Hollywood chick said she wishes she had not been born white and privileged. And I thought to myself, That is the height of ignorance, height of racism. I wish I hadn't been born white and had all this privilege. Really? So what exactly privilege do you have? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Can you imagine somebody feeling, I mean, look, we're born into circumstances. And there are kids that probably, I could see a kid saying, I wish I'd been born to better parents. Parents that didn't beat me, abuse me, neglect me. I could see that. But you're born into the circumstances you're born into. And I'll tell you this. If you ask me, Kevin, would you rather be born into a billionaire family where you're beaten, abused, and are neglected in some way? Or would you rather be born into a loving family that's poor? I take the loving family that's poor. Right? So it's funny to me that how we met, how the left, and I call it the left. Logic is that if you're born into money, if you're born into, you know, a certain status, if you will, you have an advantage over everybody else. How does the world work if that's indeed the case? The United States is a proving ground that a caste system is a joke. You know, in India and places like that where they have a caste system, if you're born into menial labor, you can't be royalty, etc. We prove that. We prove that by electing an abject idiot into the presidency and made him a multimillionaire by the name, this guy is Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, and he's proven that you can be stupid and a flim-flam artist and become president of the United States and make more money than God. That's what we've proven in this country. Anyway, if we looked at the logic of money being privileged, the Nigerians are I think they have the highest average mean income of any nationality in America. Then it's a bunch of Asians after that. Are they experiencing white privilege? It takes a while on that list to get down to the dreaded white people. And as I asked earlier, when did money denote privilege? Given a choice of being a billionaire in prison or an average Joe with my freedom, I'll take freedom for 2,000, Alex. And what of the endemic racism of America, right? The racism in things like housing, the racism in things like policing, the racism in things like education and so on. Okay, I go back to my original premise when I told you that when somebody brings up white privilege or white nationalism, that person is a racist and an anti-American racist at that. Because there is indeed institutional racism created by white Democrats in all these things. White Democrats created it. Give me your institutional racism. Tell me where it is. Oh, Kevin, it's in academia. Okay, great. Who runs it? Leftists. Leftists run academia. Who's got the worst schools? Blacks. Who's got the worst graduation rates? Blacks. Who's got the worst college entrance rates? Blacks. I could go on. Well, what is the state of education in America? Is it getting better or is it getting worse? You know the answer. What is the average reading level of a high school graduate in any big city? White, black, or otherwise? Eighth grade. And if they're black, it's fourth grade. I know I could go on. So the endemic institutional racism is owned by whom? Oh, Kevin, there's racism in policing. Okay, great. Is it Mayberry RFD policing or is it policing in, I don't know, Baltimore? Is it policing in, I don't know, Chicago? Okay, so who runs them? Who runs these places? Give me your systematic institutional endemic racism and I will give you leftism. Every single time. There is no institutional racism in being a conservative because you don't care. It's amazing to me. Anyway, Hollywood actress Rosanna Arquette, who bills herself as resisting fascism on a daily basis, that's what she puts on Twitter, she's decided to respond to the national conversation around the evils of white supremacy by airing her profound guilt over being born a white person. Here's what she tweeted. I'm sorry I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me, and I feel so much shame. That's what she wrote. Folks listening to me, The Kevin Jackson Show. I am a black man, an American first, but a black man telling you, if you allow people like Rosanna Arquette to make your children feel less, or if you feel less, like you feel guilty for being born white, shame on you. See, this is what I talk about. If I were on the other side of this issue, Rosanna Arquette would be one of my prostitutes, and I'd have all her money. If she feels that way, believe me, if I went on the other side of this issue to guilt her into feeling even worse, this is what I talk about. When I think about running game, you know, which is a term black people use, running game, she's a perfect candidate. She's inviting me to come and make her feel bad, to demoralize her for being white and privileged. So you need to give up both. You need to give all that up to this black man, including all your wealth. So for all intents and purposes, you can become a prostitute for me. If you allow this type of thinking to occur, you might as well turn your kids over into the streets and let pimps, just go find, you know, Jaquan and let him pimp your kids, because that's essentially what's happening. Your kids and you are being pimped. You're ashamed of being born the way you're born. What country on the planet? Who? You have zero control over this. And we're having this discussion. White privilege, white nationalism. There is no such thing. Not anymore. And the idea that being born white is a privilege to me is insulting. Let me tell you something. None of my generation, none of my kids are ever going to be born white. None of my kids from going forward, my grandkids are going to be born white. They're going to have my bloodline, and I happen to be black, or whatever percentage, 79% black, as you guys have heard me express. It's just ridiculous. Get over it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are rolling out an alternative to President Biden's massive infrastructure plan.
to try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending.
West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito saying the $928 billion plan is spread out over 8 years. She also says it focuses on traditional infrastructure upgrades that cover things like highways and bridges. In the meantime, President Biden set to promote his infrastructure plan on Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio. Moore is being revealed about the man who killed 9 people in San Jose and how he was armed to kill many more. Police say when they arrived at the maintenance yard on Wednesday, the man was still firing bullets. They say they also found 2 semi-automatic handguns and 11 magazines of ammunition. This is USA Radio News. A new poll out shows the majority of Americans are in favor of ending a coronavirus safety net program.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is offering incentives to persuade Americans to get a coronavirus vaccination. The nation's biggest pharmacy chain says people 18 and older who have received or plan to receive a vaccination can enter to win what CVS calls the One Step Closer sweepstakes. For 6 weeks, starting June 1st, CVS will hold weekly drawings for more than 1,000 prizes. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We live in a strange new world, folks, in a strange time. I can't let us off the hook as conservatives over this next topic, because we've been complicit in some ways. And partly it's because it is changing times. The methods of communication are so many. The interpersonal ability to communicate is just not, it's really not even needed as much anymore. So you could Skype. There's all kinds of video stuff you can do now. I mean, I'm thinking about what represented like the future that I thought I was going to die before I would ever see anything close to this. And it was, one of them was the Dick Tracy watch. Do you guys remember that? Now, you know, something happens. I'm in a meeting. I don't check my phone. You know what I check? I check my Dick Tracy watch. It gives me my emails. It gives me my text messages. I can put a note in there, speak into it and have a note. I can speak into it and it'll send the message back to you. My Dick Tracy watch. Never thought that I would have a watch that I would respond to on my phone. I never thought in my lifetime I would speak through a communication system and be able to look at you. Remember when you saw that type of communication, you thought, that's so far-fetched, like the Jetsons. Remember, I think the Jetsons, you could talk through that thing and it would show the picture. And we were like, man, that's so futuristic. Now it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. That's where we are. And we feel like we're communicating with people when we respond back by Twitter. Funny story. I mean, I went to hit some golf balls the other day, play 9 holes, and I play 2, and I catch up with a twosome in front of me, and it's a husband and wife, and they said, go ahead and hit. You know, I'm up on the tee, and they're down the fairway. They said, no, come on, play through. So I hit, get out there by them, and they said, you want to play through? I said, no, it's a log jam up ahead of me anyway, so might as well play together. So they said, okay, but it was a quick little introduction. They went to their ball. I hit my ball. We end up on the green, and I go over and introduce myself. And I said, hey, my name is, and I said, Kevin. And the guy goes, Kevin Jackson. And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, I am such a fan. I follow you on Twitter. I feel like we know each other and all this. And he knew me. Of course, I don't know him. But he knew me from my TV appearances, which I hadn't been on Fox in ages. But he still remembered me. He goes, no, man, we love your work. He goes, I follow you. and his wife. They want to take pictures, which I find funny. And then he tells me, he says, I saw you on a plane, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was going to go up to you and say something, but he goes, I didn't want to be that guy. I said, it would have been fine. Anyway, people think that that's a friendship. They know you. He was like, I know you, man. We're buddies, right? And, I gave him my number so we could golf again together and stuff like that. But we're in a time where people know you and don't really know you. You know, they think they know you. In this particular case, the guy does know me. My personality is the same one way or the other. I told him, I said, man, no offense, but I'm not a star, and I don't. If you want to come and talk to somebody, go up and talk to them. It's not that big of a deal. They probably would be flattered by it. But all that to say this. I saw this story, and it says 22% of millennials aged 23 to 38 surveyed by YouGov say that they have no friends. 22% have no friends, while a third say they have at least 10 friends. Even if younger Americans are overstating their isolation, the jarring numbers reflect long-term rising trends in loneliness. Studies have indicated that loneliness has myriad negative mental and physical health effects. Now, when you start thinking about these shooters, and you start thinking about all the things that we just talked about, I mean, I want you to understand, this is part of it. The lack of human interaction, the lack of, and by the way, the millennials, when they have their interaction, they can't speak their minds. They can't say what they want to say because they feel stifled. Have you ever felt like that? You want to know the most frustrating thing in the world is when one of them, for me, is when you're younger and somebody says something along the lines of, you know, like, you're going to talk and they go, hey, and you're like, oh, I got to shut up. Isn't that's just such a dehumanizing feeling. If someone says, Kevin, could you just give us a minute, you know, something like that. That's one thing. When they go, you're like, what? And there's something inside of you that goes, screw you. You're not going to tell me to shut up. In other words, there's a rebellion. I want you to understand that rebellion is happening with many of these kids. They can't speak their minds. They're being told you're politically incorrect if you say this or that. We all have to just be good and get along. They want one emotion, no emotion. That's the one emotion. These people are powder kegs. They said this, strong social relationships support mental health, and that ties into better immune function, reduced stress, less cardiovascular activation. Deborah Umberson, a professor of sociology at the University of Texas, that was what she said in 2015. Get this, 25% of millennials surveyed said they don't have any acquaintances. Folks, forget friends. 22% of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. Now, I don't know whether it's the same control group, the 22% that don't have any friends, don't have any acquaintances, or if it's a whole other thing. But either way, a quarter of them don't have acquaintances. 22%, you could almost say another quarter of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. That's just disturbing. Is social media to blame? As the Daily News points out, 2018 study out of the University of Pennsylvania linked usage of apps like Facebook and Instagram to social isolation. Using less social media than you normally would leads to significant decreases in both depression and loneliness. We have a society where, I mean, I'm not blaming leftists for creating Facebook and Twitter and so on. Congratulations to them. I think these are wonderful tools. But these tools must be used in perspective. And what we're learning about them is not only are they causing loneliness and depression, and in my belief, creating these serial killers and these crazy people that are so detached they don't understand human interaction, it also turns out they're biased. Extremely biased. I mean, talk about your double whammy of leftism. Man, that's a lot of folks, people that are having problems in this country that we don't seem to be addressing. Meanwhile, According to Vox, I'm reading this, many 30-somethings have a hard time making new friends as they get older, as their lives become busier and friends move away. So of those people, one-third of the people that have friends, 10 or more friends, they don't know how to make additional ones. You know where those friends come from? And for the record, most people, your strongest friendships come early on in life, where you're bonding and imprinting on one another. Some of my best friends in life remain my buddies from when I grew up in Brady, Texas. Right? Some of my best friends in life are my buddies from when I went to military school in Harlingen. I have great friends that I've made since, but those strongest bonds are really, honestly, with those earlier friendships. Now, I'm not, I mean, my older friends, the ones that I met later in life are going to be, come on, Kevin, because I love them, man. I mean, they're like brothers to me. But I'm saying the majority of my friendships are still from those formative years. But here's the other side of it. Because I didn't have all that social media, and many of you listening to the program didn't, you're easier to interact with people and make friends. It's funny, with my youngest son, one of my things I really pride with him is, look, go out and introduce yourself. Go meet those kids. I remember when he would go to a new school, he'd be kind of, you know, whatever. I took him to a new school. When he left the French immersion school, I took him to another school, and his mom said he just doesn't interact. And I said, I'll go with him. So I went, and I went up and just started talking to the kids. Hey, kid, come here. Little dude. And I start talking to him. I said, have you met my son? No, I said, introduce yourself. And then Collier would introduce himself. And I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'd talk to him. And I'd go meet some others. And then they all come up and run around with all these little kids. And I've told this story because all these young black kids were running around me, little boys and girls, like I was bringing ice cream. And then it dawned on me, most of these kids don't have a father figure. They were happy to see a black man come and interact with them. It was an amazing feeling, honestly. One that I'll never forget. I mean, to this day, I still think fondly about that. But my son adjusted well. And now he can go anywhere. He goes places. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go up to such and such. And he'll come back. Yeah, I got a buddy. Yeah, we played. We did such and such. I got his number. You know, we're going to go do something else tomorrow or whatever. Okay. He made the adjustment. These kids can't do it. These guys can't handle it. Loneliness. They said a paper that was in 2016, researchers in Germany found a peak of loneliness in the sample of 16,000 Germans around age 30 and another around age 50, and then increasingly again at age 80.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Bunch of pansies now playing little kitty sports and stuff. They've ruined kitty sports. Jeff Foxworthy does a comedic set where he says the worst thing to happen to kids' sports are their parents. He says these kids just want to go out there, play, and have fun. And the parents are out there just acting a nut. I know that firsthand. My youngest son plays travel ball. Now, there's a difference between, you know, Little League and travel ball. Little League is kids that just love, you know, get out and play, win or lose, you know, have a good day, a bad day. Travel ball, these kids are serious. They want to play. Some of them think they can go into the pros, and they do. I'm not saying my kid can. I'm just saying he's a serious ball player. And he may play in high school. He may play in college. But, you know, he wants to give it his all and see how good he can become. That's what he's trying to do. And so there's a little less fun for them because when they strike out, they're mad. But they're learning all the time. I was telling my youngest son, I said, he went to hit a session of balls. And I bet you, no exaggeration, he hit 300 balls. You know, he has to, you know, think the timing of getting, keeping his shoulder up and spinning around and hitting the ball and all this other stuff. So he's literally working on mechanics of how to be a ball. I told him, I said, I honestly believe you've hit more balls in one session than I hit my entire life as a little league ball player. He probably hit more balls in one training session. And God forbid, do you think I had a pitching coach or a catching coach or a coach in general? Did I have YouTube to look at the technique for picking the ball? Man, you were just, you played baseball, you went home and did your chores. That's how it was for me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And so now, you know, they got all these kids, rules for kids where, you know, they all are getting a trophy. They, you know, they don't keep score in some things. They go, no, we don't keep score. The kids go out, they play, no keeping score. Well, with that in mind, I can see why parents don't get upset, you know, if a referee does something. But why are you not keeping score? The kids know the score. They know how many times they've run around the bases or whatever. And it matters to them, but we don't keep score. Because nobody wants to demoralize a kid, make them feel bad. They all get their little championship ring or their little medal to put around their neck or their little rinky-dink trophy that means nothing. All my trophies when I was growing up meant something. I worked to get them. I remember getting third, second and third and punt, pass and kick, and I was mad. I so wanted gold. I wanted gold one day. I never won gold in punt, pass and kick. I always got second or third. And how much time did I practice? Not much. It was all natural athletics. Whatever I did, it was because I didn't get any. There was no practice, man. I had chores, school chores, and then I'm not going to say I didn't goof off. I fished and hunted every day. But I didn't practice. But I didn't have it. My grandparents didn't say, you want to be a professional athlete or a good athlete? You're going to practice every day and it won't get you a trainer. Are you kidding me? I'm not making excuses because I think most young black kids probably say the same thing. And to be honest with you, so would most young white kids. Most young white kids can't afford that either. They can't afford half the crap I've given to my sons that you probably give to some of your, give to your kids. Not, I mean, that, back in the day, you know, there was a handful of people that could do. Let me put it this way. The middle class is more capable of delivering those types of things for their kids today than at any point in history. And certainly under Donald Trump, that's the case. All of this to lead up to a story regarding lopsided scores. Story. Coach of a New York high school football program was suspended for one game for allegedly allowing his team to run up the score on a fellow undefeated opponent. Plain Edge High School coach Rob Shaver was suspended under Nassau County's lopsided scores policy. Did you even know that existed? I didn't. If you could beat somebody 100-0, you beat them 100-0. It's that simple. I'm going to go on because I want to give you kind of an idea of why this is such a big deal to me. He says, his team defeated Southside High School 61-13. Shaver decided to keep his best players in the game despite being up by 35 points in the fourth quarter. Shaver told Newsday his explanation to the committee who decides on whether he should be suspended was shot down. The policy prohibits teams from winning games by more than 42 points. So he violated that by 6 points. They thought it was a mismanaged game, which my opinion is that isn't the rule. He told the newspaper it should be. You ran up the score on purpose. That's what the intent of the rule is for. Shaver added, what made me the most upset, to be honest, is listen, if the Southside coach complained and said, this guy definitely ran up the score on us, well, then they should investigate. But that's the intent of the rule. The spirit of the rule is to prevent better teams from running up on lesser teams and sportsmanship and dignity and all that stuff. I get it. That didn't happen. Southside coach Phil Ernesto told Newsday he had no problem with the score. I had no problem, no issue with how the game went. He said, I'd spoken to Coach Shaver and I had no issues. Plain Edge is now the lone undefeated team in Conference 3 in Nassau County, but he's going to miss the team's final game of the season. Now, let's talk about the implications of this. Lopsided score rule. It's kind of like in boxing where they say, you can't fight somebody that doesn't have a number, or martial arts. You can't fight somebody that has, like, nobody's going to fight that's 20-1 is going to fight a guy that's 1-0. You know, or 2-1. They don't do it. Your records have to match. They look at the competition because they don't want anybody dying in the ring. It would be bad for the sport. So they make sure they bring in athletic, you know, commissioners, and they bring in doctors, and they will make sure they go, okay, you had any concussion, whatever. If you had a concussion, you can't fight for a certain amount of time. You have to wait. Things like this to protect the sport. And in some cases, they don't want, like I said, they don't want mismatches because it isn't even fun. It's not fun for the team. It's not fun for the fans. So they try to match things up the right way. But occasionally, you will get a team that will say, it's our first game. We want our boys to win. We know we can beat this. You know, if we're a 5A school, we know we can beat this 2A school. And so they institute this lopsided rule. So they say, you know you're overmatched. When you get to a point where your kids have gotten a workout, then stop. I don't agree with it, by the way, because here's the deal. The other coach doesn't have to accept the game. And the other coach can say to his players, listen, I've matched you up with a team that has better athletes, that have a better program, etc. The likelihood of you winning the game is pretty slim. But you know what? You're never going to get any better unless you play teams like this. I'm going to tell you right now, they could beat us 100-0. But let me tell you what I want for you. I want you to go out there and play hard at a level of competition you will likely never face again and play your hearts out and see if you can disrupt them. Have you ever had these guys that they go, our record is so bad, we're just out here to try to win the game. It's usually like you'll have a team in professional football that's got a record of 12-1 or something. And the other team is 1-13 or 1-12. And so the team knows we're not going into the playoffs. Let's just go out there and do what we can to disrupt everything this other guy wants to do. So my question for people that like the lopsided rule would be, how do you create a scenario where you tell a kid, look, this is a no-win situation, but I want you to go in and play your hardest. Oh, you don't know where it fits? Okay, well, let me give it to you. There are men who are called into war, and a lieutenant will bring them over, or a colonel, and say, hey, this is a suicide mission. I don't expect you to survive. But we got to go get Ryan, Private Ryan. Or we got to go blow up that bridge or take that hill or do whatever. Who's in it? You get what I'm saying? What lopsided rule does is it takes away the potential for somebody to say, I don't care if we can't win. That's what people say all the time. You're too little. You're too ugly. You're too short. You're too this. You're not smart enough. Well, you know what? Give me a chance. But you know what we're doing? We're taking that chance away. Because we don't want a lopsided rule. The other thing we take away is the rivalry. Beat me by 60 points and it becomes my mission in life to beat you. I want to get you then. I'm like, oh, they beat us that bad. Man, I can't wait. Next year, it may not be next year, 2 years. That's how rivalries form. That's good for kids. Boy, we take everything away from people that put that drive in your gut, and it infuriates me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.